We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Diamond Anthony, or DDA, is a trans R&B artist that is breaking down barriers for gay, queer, and trans artists in Pennsylvania and beyond. From winning leather pageants to advocating for trans rights, and throw in starring in a web series called Jordan's River, which is about transphobia and the issues they face during the shutdown pandemic of COVID-19, Diamond is a very busy person, and I'm glad they could fit us into their busy schedule today, especially after the release of their newest album, Phoenix, which we just heard a snippet of. And again, I would like to welcome Diamond to The Spark. Hello, Diamond.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and it's a pleasure to have you here. So, first off, that song, can you tell us a little bit about it, the title? Because it really gave me that, like, 1990s R&B type feel. Like in my mind, yes. I was like, oh, man. I am cleaning the house on a Saturday morning right now. that's how I felt.
Yes, that's exactly what I kind of wanted to go for. Mm. So the song is called Take My Breath Away, featuring Quinn Possible. Shout out to Quinn Possible in Philadelphia. Love you down. So I wrote that song, wrote and produced that song myself, all the lyrics and everything like that, all the content. And it was one of those happier songs that I really wanted to record with this project. Mm-hmm. My last album was very sad. Tears of a Broken Heart was a more sadder project. Mm. So I wanted to have more of a lighter and happier kind of album this time. And so with songs like Take My Breath Away, talking about love and mm-hmm. like the way that love makes you feel and how it makes you feel special and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I wanted to encapsulate that with the sound of like old school R&B that I grew up with in the household.
Now, for many artists, their music reflects what is going on in their life or what has happened in their life. So you said that this album, it's a lot happier. So are you in a happier place now versus last album?
I would say so. I think I'm in a more in a place of understanding who I am as a person more, 100% toes down in the floor, and in the dirt, I should say. I think with this album, I wanted to share that I was in a more positive light than I was in my past.
Yeah.
And that I'm going into a more beautiful and a richer future that holds so many opportunities for me. And I wanted to share that and showcase that to the world.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to get more into about Phoenix a little bit later. But let's talk about your origin story. Let's talk about the beginning. Let's talk about understanding Diamond as a person.
Yes.
Can you take us to that moment when you first came out to your family? What went through your mind? Did you have somebody help you out? Can you take us back to that?
So I came out, I had to come out a couple of times. Because,
really?
Yeah. I came out as gay at first, mm-hmm. In the eighth grade, very young, mm-hmm. very young. So I came out as gay, and it wasn't, if it wasn't for my sister and my cousin Kenny, mm-hmm. I don't think I would have came out in that very moment. But I remember being in the basement of my Aunt Jackie's house, and my cousin Kenny and my sister were like, you should tell Aunt Jackie and the family, like, we support you. We know that you, we've known that you were queer for a very long time. And it's just a matter of you coming to your own grips about that. And that was the first time I came out of the closet, per se, as gay. And then even as I came out as a gay male, I still 100% didn't feel like that was who I was as a person. And it took a lot of exploring in my nature to figure out who I really was. And I am a trans woman. Black, proud trans woman. And I came out as trans to my family back in 2018. Out of just frustration and a lot of just hurt for not feeling like I was being seen as a person. At the time, I was starting to really start doing things that I really wanted to explore and wanted to do myself. And I was receiving a lot of backlash from family members, especially when it came to me wanting to explore leather and like my hair, wearing wigs and makeup and stuff like that. A lot of my family members thought that like I should be focusing on other things in my life, which was a good critique. But at the same time, I also felt as though that I wasn't living my authentic truth. And in order for me to succeed in all these other areas that I wanted to succeed in my family wanted to succeed in, I needed to be truthful about who I was as a person. And for me, coming out as trans was the best thing I could have done in my life. I'm very proud of who I am. I'm not afraid to share who I am as a person. And I think that coming out was the first step in telling my family and my friends and whomever tried to, like, keep me in this little box that I wasn't going to allow that anymore.
So now you said that you had to essentially come out twice. Now what was the difference? Because this is the first time that I'm actually hearing that somebody had to come out twice. So is this regular? Do people typically have to come out multiple times?
It depends. I feel like nowadays people are realizing that they're trans a little bit more earlier in their stages of their development, which is great. Like, I feel like this newer generation has an upper leg on the older generation because they're able to, like, really live their truths. And I love that. I love seeing youth come out as themselves and be who they are. And it's beautiful. But I guess for my personal journey, it was really weird to have to, like, kind of, like, do this all over again, like, in a sense. Like, come out first as gay and then the second time as trans. It was weird in a sense that, like, I had to balance both reactions because both reactions were different. When I came out as gay, it was more of a receptive kind of feel to the news that I was giving to my family. Even though I did have family members that, you know, opposed whatever my sexual orientation was throughout the church things and stuff like that in my face. When I came out as trans, I found it to be a little bit more difficult because I felt like family didn't understand me and understand where I was coming from when it came to my gender identity.
Yeah.
And people oftentimes, when they hear transition or transgender or whatnot, they think of like the stereotypes that are portrayed in, you know, the media, yeah. which, I mean, we are all different people and live different lives and stuff like that. So I didn't want people to portray me as those stereotypes. I wanted people to look at me as the same individual that I was.
Mm.
But it was hard for them to accept that. And it has gotten easier over years.
Mm-hmm.
Things have gotten a lot easier. Like, I'm able to, like, present as myself a lot more in a safer space. But it was more difficult for people to accept me as trans as I came out prior to being gay.
Mm.
Yeah.
We briefly discussed the Trailblazers and making it easier for this newer generation to come out. How has education and advocacy helped the trans community?
I feel like education and advocacy is very important. I work for a nonprofit called Galay in Philadelphia. It's a social justice nonprofit organization that provides resources to the LGBTQ community, specifically Black and Brown LGBTQ people. We also help run the Pride Festival and everything like that. So it's in my nature to talk about education and advocacy. And I think it's very important for people to be knowledgeable about things and not to be willfully ignorant.
Mm.
And I think one of the things that, like, I tried to do with my family was to educate them as much as possible, even if they didn't necessarily want to be educated in the first place, they were going to get educated regardless, because they're going to, if they wanted to have me be around, they're going to have to understand that, like, this is the person that I am, and these are the things that you have to understand when it comes to loving on a person of a trans background.
Mm.
And also, not only just myself, but it's also good to have this information for anybody that you may encounter that may not necessarily live your lived experience.
Right. You said that you came out in eighth grade. Now, that's a young age,
yes.
You know, and there wasn't this level of education and advocacy that was in place yet. So can you tell us what kind of pressure that is? What kind of pressure you felt at that time?
I felt a lot of pressure. I had always been teased in middle school from 6th, 7th, and 8th grade about my sexual orientation and how I identified. So there was a lot of pressure on me to come out, even though I was sort of in quote-unquote denial about who I was as a person. But it wasn't until I met my first crush that, like, it was, like, undeniable that, like, I obviously was queer and that there was no escaping that. There was a lot of pressure to come out because people wanted me to come out or confirm, you know, the confirm that I was queer or stuff like that. And I feel like it was that pressure that kind of, like, was like, okay, I guess it's time for me to come to grips with this and come out of the closet. What I will say to people is, if you aren't ready, or if you feel the need to protect yourself in a way that is for your safety, come out on your own terms. Mm. I felt very pressured to come out of the closet because I was there was so many other factors of people and things and other circumstances that were telling me, like, you need to be this and you need to do that and whatnot. And I allowed those things to push me in the direction of coming out at an early age. Mm-hmm. If I was a little bit more mindful of education and stuff like that, who knows? Maybe I may have came out a little bit earlier or maybe have came out a little bit later. But for the times, I think maybe I would have just waited and came out on my own terms instead of, you know, having to feel pressured into coming out for other people's their approval or not their approval, but their like aha moment, like, oh, we knew, okay, like you were gay, so, or queer. But as far as like feeling pressure and stuff like that, yeah, there was a lot of pressure to come out of the closet and to tell people who I was. And I do feel like if I didn't feel that pressure, I would have waited until I was more comfortable with telling my story. Mm. Because after that, I wasn't prepared for, like, the mess that I was going to have to endure, which was, like, the bullying, the teasing, mm-hmm, and all the good stuff. I was a little bit more unprepared for those types of things. So I would say if you feel that you are ready, go for it. Yeah. But if you feel like that you aren't ready and need to protect your space and your heart, take your time. Mm. Take your time. Don't feel like you need to be pressured. And honestly, to be honest, it's none of anybody's business.
I mean, that's true. That is very true. Yes. So let's switch gears here and talk about your album, yes, Phoenix. Now we understand the significance and the symbolism of a phoenix. Yes. Of the phoenix is that's why you chose this album name. Is this your Phoenix moment?
Yes. I felt like after my second album, I wanted to shed a lot of the darker stuff that I was talking about in my second album, which was a lot of heartbreak and a lot of like sadness and stuff like that. So mm-hmm, it was kind of like a way of reintroducing myself in a more positive light. So mm-hmm, I had to kind of like go through these things in order for me to come out on top.
Yeah.
So I think that's what the reason why I really wanted to name this album Phoenix. The album had a whole bunch of like different titles in mm-hmm, at beforehand. But when I recorded the title track for the album Phoenix, and listened to the lyrics over and over again and what I was writing, it was just prevalent to me that like I needed to capitalize off of this moment of, you know, coming to my own and rising up from everything that I went through with this second album, which was real life. Everything that I write is stuff that I've experienced in some type of shape or form. And growing from those experiences and coming back in a more fiery kind of like positive and more know who you are type of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, how are you proud of yourself with this project? And more importantly, are you proud of your growth?
I am very proud of this project. Mm. I will say that this is probably one of my best projects that I have created. It was the most fun I had making an album. It didn't feel like I was creating, like, it didn't feel like work, because, like, this is a job to me. But also, I also felt like this was so much more fun to do, and I was smiling in the studio more, and I was happy with, like, the tracks that were coming out of the project, and I just felt so much more happier, and I do see the growth in myself. When I look back at who I was as a person starting back in 2017 as a music artist to now, I have grown so much, and it's beautiful in a sense that, like, I don't recognize some of my older stuff sometimes. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I listen to my older stuff and I'm like, wow, I was going through some things. But, like, it's a beautiful journey to see the amount of growth that, like, I have gone through. So I'm really happy about that.
Well, I am happy about that. I am happy for you, and proud of you. I mean, they say that happiness is an inside job, and family, you are radiating right now.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming on the Spark and letting us know a little bit about Diamond Anthony. Thank you again for joining us on the Spark.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you all. Please stream my album Phoenix on all streaming platforms. You can stream it anywhere, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, that you stream music.